Sustaining members, this question is for you.
This question is called Thank You, But... Hi, Lizzie and Dan. I love the podcast. Longtime listener here, first-time question submitter. In the wake of Christmas, I had two gift-related etiquette questions. One, a close relative likes to give sweaters as gifts. Not too surprising, as we're in the currently very chilly Northeast. Unfortunately, every year she gives me a sweater that is two sizes too small. This isn't a case of recent weight gain. I have broad shoulders and haven't been a medium since middle school. Two, another relative gave me a lovely pair of earrings this year. However, one of them was broken, with an inlaid stone that should have matched the one on its mate missing. I opened it in the giver's presence, so it's not a question of it having been damaged in transit. This was also costume jewelry, so it's not something the giver would have paid a very high price for and potentially insured. In both cases, I graciously thanked the giver, gave sincere praise for the gift, example, what a pretty color or design, and then quietly dealt with the issue on my own later, exchanging the too small sweater for one in my size and passing the broken earrings on to a dear friend who makes jewelry and can use them for parts. In the past, I've also donated gifts I can't use straight to charity if exchanging them isn't an option. But I wonder if there is a polite way to tell someone if a gift is damaged or otherwise unusable, especially in a case like the sweater giver, who will probably continue selecting the wrong size. We all know it's the thought that counts. I really do believe that. I wouldn't hurt my family members' feelings for the world, and I love that they went to the trouble to pick out something nice for me. I'm also doing fairly well financially, so it's not as though getting one less sweater, if it came to that, means I won't have enough warm clothes for winter. On the other hand, when I think about how I'd want to be treated, I'd want to know if there was a problem with a gift I'd given, particularly if it was something I might be able to fix fairly easily. Example, making note of the correct size for next time, or taking a gift that was intact when I purchased it but broke shortly afterwards back to the store. I would love your thoughts on how to handle this with consideration, honesty, and respect. Sincerely, a few misgivings.
A few misgivings. I love your question because...
It's so happens, man.
It is. It's etiquette-y and it happens. And you want to do well, but there's a situation that's presenting you with kind of like crummy options. Like, do you make someone feel bad about the gift they're giving you? Or do you like take a gift that kind of doesn't work for you?
And if it was me, I'd want this, but I might hurt someone if I did this and they weren't feeling about it the way I do.
So classic. This is totally going to be your call depending on the giver. And how you feel about the gift. I think that it's not a bad idea ahead of the holiday or birthday season in your family to check in with relatives about size or style changes in their life. I love it when folks are like, hey, are you still really into this before they go and get me some of that? And it's nice. It gives the recipient a chance to say, hey, you know, actually, I am a size 10 now. Like, that would be great. Or, oh, I don't wear jewel tones that much anymore. Thanks so much for asking. Nope, dangly earrings. I remember asking Pooja. I said, Pooj, like, do you, are dangly earrings? And she's like, yeah, I don't really wear dangly earrings. So I made sure to get her studs because her daughter is going to pull
on
the dangly
ones. Yeah.
So checking in with your relatives ahead of the holiday season is a great idea. But if your relatives haven't checked in, I could easily see you in the moment saying something like, Auntie Jane, thank you so much. Oops, I'm actually a large now, but this should be so easy to exchange. And you just let them know that that's going to happen. You could probably fit it into conversation a lot more easily than I just did, but...
No, I agree. The closer to the moment, the easier it is to have that discussion.
Yes.
The other...
You kind of get to ride on the surprise of the gift, like, oh my goodness, you're absorbing it, you're observing it, you're getting to know it in the moment, and you can say, oh, look at that, it's a medium, I'm a large now, I'm an extra large now, like whatever it is.
I'm discovering this gift, I'm talking with you about it.
Yes.
There is a ample opportunity in that moment to exchange a little information. I sometimes am trying things on as they're coming out
of
the box
right
there.
Right?
Oh, this is a little tight in the shoulders.
That's a great idea, Dan, I love that.
I think the size is the easier question to address here.
Yes.
I think bringing up a broken gift later on, I find it hard to find the artful and easy way to bring it up casually and comfortably.
Oh, I got you covered. All right, ready? So one, in the moment, this is another one that's easy to do because the item is literally broken in front of you. And it would be okay, I think, to be able to observe that with the person and say, oh my gosh, these are beautiful. Oh no. the inlay on this one is missing. Oh, no, maybe it's in the bottom of the box. And you start looking for it. You see if it's something. And then together you can look at it, see if it's something that could be repaired. This is often a moment where the giver will then step up to the plate and say, oh, my goodness, let me take care of that and get it fixed. Or, oh, well, you know, if it is, as our listener mentioned, cheap costume jewelry. Oh, well, there you go. I guess cheap costume jewelry. Let's grab a glue gun. You know, I mean, you might get a response like that. But it's clearly this gift isn't a hugely sentimental one. As you mentioned, it's not like it's something this person had insured. So you can't rely on the insurance to then go fix it. But it's also not of the caliber that needed to be insured. And I think that having that oops, it's broken, or oops, this part is missing discovery in the moment of opening it, while it may not reflect wonderfully on the person who gave it. Accidents happen. That this gift may have been completely intact when it was wrapped and handed. Something happened in the transit between it being wrapped and between it getting to you and being unwrapped. And it's okay for that to be observed. But it's that light, oh no, kind of attitude that you have about it that allows the other person to respond kindly about it. And if they don't, let's say that you're kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop. It's just hanging out there, it's a pretty good indication that it's on you to handle it and just be gracious about the gift. Say, oh, well, you know, I'll find a way to patch this up, but it's going to be awesome once I get to wear them.
And thank you so much for the earrings.
The actual thank you.
I love the framework that you reintroduced at the end, our favorite framework, the consideration, respect, and honesty framework. You're being honest about your reactions, your responses, and how you're going to be able to use that gift. You're showing consideration by keeping your tone light, and you're showing respect for them by thanking them, by having genuine appreciation for that thought that you mentioned really matters to you. And by keeping that part of it also, you're going to keep the focus where it should be on the thought that counts, and you're receiving of the gift well in all of these other ways.
And I think you're also respecting the fact that you yourself would want to know if something was wrong with a gift so that you, the giver, could handle it. That is not platinum rule. It is golden rule, which we still love the golden rule. And I think that that just adds another layer of respect to it. A few misgivings. We hope that this helps and that your next gift exchange is something that you feel comfortable and confident about.